What's up, fam? This is Marissa. Mom doesn't know I'm recording this, but it felt like I had to record it. Here's our next episode. I would like to come on and say, sorry, it's a mess. The last two episodes have been a mess, and I feel like it's because I have been in a bad mood. So, if you didn't love the aggression of my last episode, of our last episode, you probably won't like this one. I'm gonna eat a chip right now. But it's pretty funny. It's got some funny stuff in it. So keep listening. And then this is my promise to you that I'm gonna try to be not as aggressive next time. I just got back from a solo vacation, which we'll tell you about more in the next episode. But I needed it. So if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, she is in a freaking mood. She was. That's all okay. Enjoy. Have fun.
We'll try it. We shall try it.
We're trying it right now.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Your lips went so crooked when you said that.
Mm. Yeah, well.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
I'm Marissa.
I'm Sam.
We are just going for it. Literally in the flesh right now.
For sure.
After probably another month of time of not going for it.
Has it been? I don't feel like it's been that long. I don't know.
2 weeks?
Yeah, it's probably a couple weeks.
Sorry, guys. I told my mom that this would be a nightmare when school started. She didn't believe me.
Well.
And here we are.
And here we are in the nightmare. Living deep in it. Trying to live the dream.
But instead, it's a terrible nightmare. Yeah. You can be. I can't sing that. I don't think we have royalties.
Yeah.
Do you think Beyonce would even find us for royalties?
Who's Beyonce?
Who's Beyonce?
Okay. Well, I want to start off by thanking my best friend in the whole world.
Best friend.
The G-O-A-T.
Goat.
Iris, you're the best.
Yay.
She donated to buy me a coffee and was so sweet.
Would you like me to read what she said?
Yeah, let's read what she said.
Iris supported us on Buy Me a Coffee. Remember, that's the little website that you could go to donate money to us. If you asked me right now what the website link is, I'd tell you to go to our Facebook and find it in our about, in our bio, because I don't know, okay?
You don't know?
No, because we don't have to do it as hard anymore. But we still love people when they support. Okay, so anyway, she said, loved the recent episode with the shout out about the Halloween party. I definitely think that a Halloween party birth from Maddie would be appropriate and great for the overall ambiance. I agree.
I hope
all of your family can make it. Love you and love listening to you. You help make my drive home from work in the wee morning hours much more enjoyable. I'm also trying to be number one or number two fan status. I hear so much about these people, and I'm jealous. Well, guess what, bitch? You're in.
You are in the number one status. You always have been. And
you
want
immunity this week.
I will say, Iris has been my number one fan since day one. She started me off with a new microphone set. When I talked about wanting to do this, she got me a new microphone with the whole like little setup, a really cool podcasting light sign. She's just been so supportive of the whole thing. Originally, I wanted to do, you know, with her, but as we know, life is busy and crazy. But
Iris can't get forced into doing things like I have.
No, she's the bossy Betty. So, but
she doesn't have any actual thing because she's not related to you. However, I'm just forced to be in it
because
I'm related.
Correct. However,
thanks, Iris, bitch.
She is definitely going to be on an episode because I have the greatest stories of us growing up.
Yes.
We've known each other since kindergarten.
Yeah.
We've been best friends
for 60 years.
Well,
for 70 years.
Shut up. Probably since actually sixth grade is when we became inseparable.
Yeah, spell it.
I'm not spelling it. I used it in a sentence.
Proud of you.
But I'm definitely going to have Iris on. And
that would be very fun. Yeah, we need to record a whole episode with that whole high school group. They're not high schoolers. The whole high school group of girls, though, that you have known since high school and
middle school, actually. Yeah. All of my friends.
They're a real hoot. Really, I want to get Michelle to record ads for us for Alexa.
Oh my God.
Michelle. Want it to always be, hey, Alexa. Alexa, hey, play that song that you, it starts with the I in it, and then she just can never get it out and then rages when Alexa doesn't answer her
correctly.
Or has no clue what she's speaking about. It's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So those would be some funny videos or podcasts for sure.
Commercials, yeah, for sure. Well, I am going to have all my friends on. And speaking of that, listen, I am going to go for, not right now, obviously, because we're still in season one, but I am going to go for a season two.
Oh, God.
You don't owe God me nothing. Here's what's going to happen, though.
She has not contacted me yet about updating my contract. So at this point, we're still in the works for season two. But my people will be calling her people.
And my people will tell your people exactly what you're going to do, season two.
Right. Help me.
No.
Apparently, we're going to go to season two soon.
No.
I'll let her tell you all about it. She started telling me about it, and I said, nope, I don't even want to hear it. Save it for the podcast, because I know I'm going to react to it. Go for it.
Okay, so I think because we love T-Swift, we are going to do, in each season, 13 episodes.
Love.
All right.
It's a reasonable amount. Anybody know where we are? Please send us a link if you know what...
what episode
Drop a comment. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. You finish talking about season two and then I have my person that I need to shout out. I forgot.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, we're going to do a season two eventually when it's time. But the difference is I really loved having your friends on the one time and Maddie. Right. I love having the guests on. So I kind of want that to be a season two. That's where all my friends will come in. Some more of your friends.
Right.
Whoever we can actually get.
Yeah.
To come on.
Yeah. I like that idea a lot because I do feel like a lot of our guest episodes are always, I enjoy listening to them more.
Yeah.
I know this sounds hard to believe because I'm pretty full of myself. But, I don't typically listen to our podcasts.
What?
After we record them. I'm not a listener. No, that's not true. I listen for some quality control, but you know how the actors and actresses are I don't like to see my work. I just like to let it be. That's where I'm at. Because mostly it's hard. For those of you that know my mom, it's really hard to listen to her one time. So to listen to her.
My eyes blinking wildly in shock and surprise.
I'm totally kidding. But no, I don't listen to us. Anyways, so thanks for coming to our podcast.
Forget having people on here.
We actually are canceling the pod.
We're canceling. That was Maddie that just came down and scared the living, right out of us. All right. Sit down.
Maddie's here with her big ass belly.
Ready to pop.
Surprise guests that they didn't even know they had. The drop in. You could have at least brought another donut down for us. Maddie's chomping down a mini Krispy Kreme.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a Krispy Kreme? Was it crispy?
Wasn't hot.
Right. You have no idea what I'm even saying.
I don't
know. Tune in.
What are you saying?
Maddie, quick. Yep. What's your favorite song on
T-Swift's album.
On the Life of a Showgirl.
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I really like canceled father figure. And there's probably one more. I just don't know what it would be.
Yeah. But I can't wait to cut all this out anyways. kidding. Canceled and father figure. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like them. Those feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Love it. My life is like a showgirl, except it's a...
Milkman.
A milkman.
Stay tuned for the... Shout out Michelle again for making... Oh. We're in the midst of the wrapping up the Life of a Showgirl release week. And in order to really wrap it up, Taylor asked us personally to reveal one more cover for the album.
Uh-huh.
And it's more of the deluxe version. So we will be releasing that, you know, if you see that this Facebook, if you see that this is posted on Facebook, then you're seeing the cover live. So
yeah,
you'll congratulations. Love it. I think you're really going to love it. Michelle was the graphic designer behind that.
My friend Michelle, Michelle Rip.
R.I.P.
She is the...
Yeah, keep going.
What is she?
The designer. I hope you find out.
She's a designer. yeah, okay, yeah. That's it.
Good. Do you have anything to actually say here, or you really just wanted to hear that scream?
I really just wanted
everybody's
speakers to blow on their AirPods.
Yeah, so please contact Maddie. She lives on... You can ask Maddie for Venmo at Maddie and her last name.
For all of your hearing aid problems.
Yeah, if you need to request new AirPods. Thanks so much for that. She will definitely get back to you in the midst of her being a new first-time mom. She'll make sure to look into it.
We'll make sure to pay her back when she has that little baby at home and just sneak in on her.
Yeah.
With a big ol'...
Maddie doesn't realize this, but because she made her way all the way down here with a donut, I'm going to have to send her pregnant ass back up the stairs and then back down the stairs to bring me a donut.
Mm.
You guys are ending the podcast now anyway, so.
No, we just got started. It's 11 minutes in.
Get your exercise up those stairs.
Yeah, toss the donny down.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, God, this family sucks. Anyways. All right. Okay, so we're doing season 2. Yes, what I was saying is that our show is a lot more fun to listen to, for me personally, when we have guests on. Because I think I go into such a, like, mindset, you know, when we have people here of, like, oh my gosh, I'm hosting this person and I'm in a host mode. Mm-hmm. That, like, sometimes I don't actually know if I'm really tuned in to what they're saying in that moment. I don't know. I feel like I'm overthinking, like, just about the pod.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to go back and listen to... Delightful.
Thanks, Mandy.
Here's a donut. Thank you. So it's more fun to go back and listen to those. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay, that leads me to my shout out. You know how I always say callers, like, call in or listen in or whatever? My shout out goes to Mary, my friend Mary from... college.
Aww.
Remember Mare Bear?
I remember her. Mm-hmm. I miss her.
I know. We had a great phone call a couple weeks ago, maybe an hour or two long. Aww. Her and Keith, shout out Keith, her boyfriend, and they were saying, she said that she makes Keith listen to her podcast. I've never met Keith in my life, but he's basically my best friend. Now just because Mary forces him to listen to our pod, and she said she really likes when we say call in because she feels like she's just there having a phone call with us or like a conversation with us.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I really wish that I could just call in. So it would be so funny if at some point we really did just take calls on the show.
Absolutely.
It would be hilarious. Maybe let's aim for some season 2, season 3 stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So shout out Mary. Thanks for listening all the way in Florida, girl. We love you.
Yeah. Thanks, Mary.
Sorry you're stuck in that place.
Right. You always got a place to come visit, though, if you want to come here.
She said we live in the cornfields.
Well, you know, we can show you some corn. That's not a lie.
I love corn.
Yeah. Pretty fun.
It's my favorite vegetable. Mm. My favorite fall vegetable is a sweet potato.
Okay.
I love just saying things from the internet my mom doesn't know. Okay. Right. What else did you have to talk about? Talked about Mary. Talked about Iris. Talked about season two that my mom
we
has
planned. We need to shout out to Uncle Mike.
Heck yeah, dude.
He asks me every day, or at least every time he speaks to me. His first words isn't, "Hey, sis, how are you? Love you. Miss you." It's, "Hey, when are you guys doing another podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Can you let me know? Let me know when you're doing another podcast."
People love it.
Podcast.
We get messages all the time from our regulars that are like, waiting on a pod episode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, live my life for one day and then go and film a freaking podcast with my mom. See if you have the energy for it. It's not because of you. It's because of the rest of my life.
Yeah. We're pretty busy.
Listeners, don't tell her it's because of her.
Anywho. So, Mike, maybe you'll be on season two. Maybe you won't.
Yeah. We'll so, for season two, listen. For season two, you guys, you really should send us some topics that you want us to talk about.
Or if you want to
send
come
us some
on
ideas. Or if, yeah, you have something you want to share.
Yes.
We will force you onto our show. So
for sure.
Get over it.
You'll have so much fun.
Mm-hmm. We'll make sure Maddie's not here.
Yeah.
Obviously. Speaking of Maddie, she really is about to pop a baby out.
Yeah.
Of
it,
her
it could
vagina.
Go in the next like week or two.
So ignorant of her.
And here's
we have
the
so
thing.
Many busy
we
things.
Have
we have
so,
so many,
many
plans. This baby's been scheduled for 9 months, but Maddie knows that we're really busy in October.
And we've got a little weekend getaway.
We have witches' night.
Witches' night.
We have conferences.
Oh, what else?
I have a couple weddings. Rachel's out of town like every other day. It's just so rude for her to like explicitly be carrying this baby for 9 months and then still actively choose to be popping it out in the month that she was told she was going to pop it out.
I know.
So
I can't stand it.
Whatever.
Okay. We are loving Taylor's new album. Hope you all are too.
Mm-hmm. She's right? a queen.
Yeah.
Very mixed emotions about it, to be honest.
Really?
From like the internet.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
No.
A lot of people feel very mixed about it.
Like they either love it or hate it?
Yeah.
I can't even
Here's
imagine.
My two cents as a real life Taylor Swift fan.
Okay.
And I know that that makes me sound like I'm in a cult. But you know what I will admit? That some people who are in an actual cult won't admit that I'm in a cult. Okay? And the cult is the Swifties.
Yeah, it is.
But if you think I'm in a cult, look yourself in the mirror and decide, are you?
And
because
so,
the answer is probably yes, but you refuse to admit it.
If so?
Anyways.
Call your dad.
So anyways, here's my two cents as an actual Swiftie. First of all, people are complaining about the lyrics, saying they're inappropriate, blah, 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 not a good role model. She's 35. She's 35 years old.
I believe that's old enough.
Let her live. Hey,
exactly.
Guys, Taylor Swift has sex. I'm sorry to say it. Okay? She doesn't have a new boyfriend every 10 seconds, even though everybody in the world loves to act like she does.
Correct.
She doesn't. She is doing it. Get over it. There's way worse people out in the world.
Allegedly.
What?
She's doing it.
Oh, I think she's doing it, honey. Have you seen Travis Kelce? If she's not doing it, somebody should be. Anyways, she's 35 years old. Let her live.
Correct.
She is a role model for girls. Yeah, that's fine. But at the same time, parents... I have a personal problem with sometimes, need to just recognize when you should keep your child from hearing something inappropriate or not hearing something inappropriate.
Correct.
It's okay. You're allowed to look at your child and say, honey, sorry, this isn't an album for you. This is an album that Taylor Swift made for other people.
Correct.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay? Or just make a playlist of what the album is without all the songs that you don't like. On your phone, figure it out. It's not that deep.
You choose the songs they can listen to. You're the
yeah,
grown
you're
up.
Not in charge of Taylor Swift. Correct. Nobody is. The second thing I want to say about it is somebody that's a real Swiftie and has been in this bitch's life for the last almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
She literally has been out on these streets for 20 years. Debut is going to be like 20 years old.
Do you remember
like
the
sometime
first
soon.
Time when you saw her?
Yeah,
you
it was
were...
great. I literally remember hearing Tim McGraw for the first time in my life. I was showering and I had the radio on in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyways. She has been singing about being married, wanting a family, wanting to find the one, has really cheesy lyrics. Some people are saying her lyrics are very cringy. Some people are saying they're not because they're so mad because she's not devastatingly upset and she's not writing these beautiful, big, poetic, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I get it. Taylor Swift's eras are all such a, like, a literal era. She does something different so
where specifically. Where she is in her life.
Yes, and every single album is so different every time. So I get it. I'll tell you right now, as a Swiftie, I can't remember the last album that I liked on the first night I listened to it. Since I think Reputation was the first time that I listened to an album of hers the first time, and I went, oh gosh, I don't know. But then you listen, you literally have to like go to bed. You have to pull yourself out of the fact that, okay, she's not in Tortured Poets anymore. She's not in whatever era anymore. You blink, you take yourself out of it, you take a breath. And then when you actually literally listen to the lyrics, it's like so freaking deep. Like the stuff that she's saying sounds really basic. But if you've been listening and following Taylor's love journey and just everything else in her life for this long, she's actually singing things that are like so real and so like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening for her. This is the greatest. Like I literally was sobbing like on my way to school the next day listening to the album because I was like, holy cow, like this is, she's wanted this for so long and blah, blah, blah. And like she's singing things that I just relate to even as a not billionaire star, superstar with a hot football boyfriend, Joe Burrow. but like she just, this is literally, I don't know why people are acting surprised about it. It's because she went through like what, 5 years where she was like, actually, I hate all men. Yeah, me too. Me too. We all go through that. At the end of the day, you still want one. Ugh. So everybody can just get over it. People are saying it's another word that I don't even want to say.
I don't give a shit.
People are saying it's just leaning in a way that if you know Taylor, you know she doesn't lean. And that's also really annoying. Women are allowed to be in love and can also still lean in the way that they want to lean and choose to lean. So everybody get over themselves.
Okay.
That's all I had to say about Taylor. I'm sorry that I just overtook this entire podcast. If you'd like to know more about it, I'm available.
Phone in.
Call in. what else?
Well, that's about it for our show today, I suppose. Psych. Listen, we need to get some business cards, or you know what I mean.
Yeah, please connect with us on LinkedIn. Stupid.
No, Jesus. Not like that.
Business card? You want us to pass out business cards?
I want us to have a little card with our little podcast on it.
Okay, so listeners.
And our link.
Let me tell you what we're really going to have. Do you want stickers? Do you want...
Oh, yeah, I want those.
A t-shirt? Do you want a koozie? Are you looking for...
I think that comes season two. Let's wait on those. Let's just
chapstick,
get a little something.
Right? We're not making chapstick. Could you imagine?
Yeah, no.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Let's just make a little...
We're going to make some fun little things. So if you have an idea...
I think stickers are great.
Yeah.
And just a little like, hey, check out our podcast. Here's a card.
Not business cards.
Well, not necessarily business, but a card with our podcast on it.
Okay, so we'll let you know when the stickers are available. Magnets, Mom. Let's make a magnet.
I love that idea. Let's see. You know what I want to go for sometime? Because the season's coming up. I was thinking about, I might rethink it, but you know what I love is wrapping presents.
Okay.
I thought about maybe having on the side a little wrapping paper business. Just for the season, obviously, because people that are kind of busy, they can bring me their stuff. I could wrap it. They could pay me.
Hmm. Well, I will bring you my stuff to wrap.
You're not
included.
And
I won't pay you.
Correct.
And I actually won't bring you stuff because I don't buy gifts for people.
Yeah, so you're out.
But I like that for you. You couldn't pay me enough money to rip presents for people.
I love it. I love it.
You are pretty good at it. Moms are good at it. I think it's just something that they probably, instead of teaching you how to breastfeed a baby, they just teach you how to wrap presents after you have a baby in the hospital.
I think that's just what you just do.
You just get that magic touch.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it. You should try it. Are you going to make a business card?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Do you want us to link it on the bottom of our podcast business card?
No, because I can only do it if you're in my town. So you can bring me your presents.
Ship us all the presents that you want us to wrap. And then don't ever contact us again when you don't get them back.
Yeah.
How about that? Let's blame it on the USPS.
Oh, yeah.
They're lost in the mail somewhere. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Oink, oink.
Yeah, that would be... Okay, well, you make a wrapping paper podcast.
I mean, you know.
Not a podcast. You make a wrapping paper business. Could you imagine? I think you should film... You should record yourself doing the wrapping of the paper, and it's just ASMR of you wrapping presents. But I want you to be dead silent the whole time.
Hmm.
And all you hear is... And the tape. You're just tearing tape. That's it.
Okay.
Let's film one whole episode like that.
Maybe not the whole episode.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe like 5 minutes.
Right.
Stay tuned. So, fall break, you're going on a little mini vacay.
Correct.
I don't have fall break, but I am taking the holiday off and going on a little mini vacay.
Mm-hmm.
Just to do nothing. Just to sit in the hot tub at the Airbnb.
Here is the situation.
I might go to a movie.
October is the worst month for teaching. I'm pretty sure I said that the last time.
Yeah, you did.
But it's important for me to just reiterate how terrible it is. Today, I was giving a practice test on something. And I look out. My kids had these laminated cards that had their little login information on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, this is the first time they've been laminated. I look out, and 21 children are literally fanning themselves with these cards. It looked like I was running an auction. I looked at my co-teaching partner, and she goes, "We're done with these, right? Like, we're done. They're logged in." And I said, "Please, please take them from." So that's what I'm dealing... That's all of October. That's just every day. It's just this. This is my life all the time. I'm just so overstimulated. So it really is the worst month of the school year. We just have a lot of things due. Report card comments, blah, 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 blah. So...
Isn't it teacher-parent conference?
Yeah, parent-teacher conferences I prep for and report cards and just a bunch of data. So, yes. Fall break is... We get... The weekend and then Monday, Tuesday. I'm going on Sunday and I'm staying for 2 days, a couple hours away. I'm very pumped about it.
Yeah.
In Michigan. So I get to see the... What? You already told them where we live. We're in the radius.
I didn't tell them exactly where we
live. Okay. She just listed every state within a 1 hour radius. Every city within a 1 hour radius. Mom, Michigan's huge.
It is.
Listeners, write in if you know where we live. I'm kidding.
Stalkers.
Tell stalkers, I'll see you there. I'll send you the link to the hotel. No. So I have a really great hotel. They literally will bring me breakfast. Mom, I didn't say where I'm staying. Put your eyeballs back in your head. Jeez Louise. My mom's going to sleep in a bunk bed at her Airbnb, so I'm sure that'll go really well with her and her 6'4". My dad. Her whatever she calls him.
What are you talking about?
Who's taking the top bunk? You guys are going to look like fucking stepbrothers in there. Jesus Christ.
We're probably going to
I hope
fight
he doesn't
like
put your
too.
Balls on his balls on your drums.
On my drum set.
Anyways, I'm getting a hotel. They bring me breakfast every morning.
Nice.
I have a tub. I get to go shopping. I'm going to be really just living. And my location will be on. So, listeners, if you want my location, you have to send us $5 on Buy Me a Coffee.
She is not sending her location to anyone.
Fine, $10 on Buy Me a Coffee. And I told my mom that if she needs to contact me to not, so it's important for everybody in my family to know I'm actually untraceable. But if I haven't left the hotel.
I'm tagging her before she goes. Yes.
If my location says I'm still at the hotel by 1 o'clock on Tuesday, I'm dead in there.
All right.
So then you can call me. Or if Maddie's in labor, because she's, again, so rude and made these plans.
Right.
Made this plan to have this baby for 9 whole months
when I just booked this trip 2 weeks ago.
Me too. It's
exhausting. Tell me about your trip.
My trip
Give us the latitude and longitude of the Airbnb. I'm not doing it,
but it's about an hour and a half away as well, just so that we could get back if we need to. Mm-hmm. Just a little Airbnb. I think maybe a beach is close. Not that we're going to be living on the beach by any means, but maybe a little walk by the lake or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've never been, so I don't know what there is to do, and I don't really care because they have a hot tub, and that's all I want to do is nothing. Because this month is going to really start getting a little bit heavy.
With your period flow?
I don't have one of those. With the package flow, with the milk flow.
Oh, heavy milking?
Yes. And it'll just continue on through Christmas. But it usually starts around October sometime because you got stupid Prime Day and everyone has to beat Amazon. So you got Walmart, Target, every store, you know, just with all these deals. And nobody wants to go to the store, so they just order everything. So anyway, I'm just looking forward to doing nothing for a few days and preparing my body for all the workload coming ahead. Also, we are going to do a 75th birthday party for my dad.
Listeners, when she says, let's have a 75th birthday party, what does that sound like to you?
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it does sound like fun.
Yeah.
However,
yeah,
when she says it and sends it in a family group message where we're all telling Maddie, please don't have your baby because we're going to be gone on this day, and this day.
Oh, yeah.
And mom then sends, I'm planning a 75th birthday party for my dad. Doesn't that sound like we're having a whole shebang? You're right. It does. So then I call her and I say, hey, dummy.
And quit stressing
Maddie out.
You little asshole.
Why are you making so many plans? Maddie's so annoyed that we're making plans. And mom goes, I'm having him over for dinner. And I want you guys to come. That is not a 75th birthday.
Well, it is.
It's not.
It's a 75th celebration. But it's not a big, huge
It's just a birthday dinner.
Okay, so
75 is a huge birthday.
It is. I know. But it's still going to be a little party. I got some stuff.
Okay.
You guys don't have to do anything except show up. That's why I told you. Mm. And everyone panicked like I was going to have them make the whole meal, blow up all the balloons.
No, we panicked like she was inviting 50 people and we were renting out a local pizzeria. Because it's... Just say I'm having my dad over for his birthday.
Well, I didn't get it all out yet before
it's 75.
You all assumed I was being having a dramatic party.
I need to call Maddie right now. Everybody tune in.
On speaker.
Obviously. This is the only part she might let us leave in. I need to get her permission.
Hello?
Maddie.
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
We need your permission.
I need permissions from you.
Okay.
I need you to give me the go-ahead on if I can talk about your boobs or not. You can say no if you don't want me to.
But then we'll
But I'm leaving
anyway.
This part in. No, we won't.
No, you can. See if other people have dealt with it.
You want me to ask the listeners to call in?
Yeah, to email in.
Okay.
But don't make them sound too bad.
Oh, well, you're really doing it for yourself already, so. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
Pregnant women of America and the surrounding countries. What is with the color of your nipples and areolas when you're pregnant? Because Maddie's areolas...
Oh, no.
Look like pepperonis. And that's as far as I'm going to go with it.
Honey, when you are pregnant...
I am scared.
Listen.
I'm scared of them.
Makes it look more appetizing to the baby.
Pepperoni?
I don't know.
She comes out. She's like, hey, give me a pepperoni. Where is that the pepperoni pizza? Oh, my. Did your boobs get dark?
I mean, they did change color a bit. Everything on your body, you don't understand.
I'm not sure I want to.
Insides are just crazy. My hair changed colors. I didn't change.
Is that why
color.
It's green?
It's not green.
Okay. Listeners.
It is not green.
Right.
I'm saying when I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
My hair changed color. You just get weird. And it's perfectly normal.
Did yours go back to... Because here's what I'm saying. Your boobs, I've seen your boobs once or twice.
All right.
They're not abnormal color to me now. So did they lose some of that abnormal color? Or was this the color that they became?
I think they toned down, definitely.
I really hope so, for the sake of Maddie and her pizza business. Oh, brother. We're going to have her fucking... be the new face of Papa John's here in a second. Damn. Oh, it's Maddie. She literally has shown them to me like maybe 3 times over her pregnancy. My whole body shivers after I see them.
I wouldn't imagine they're terrible.
Listeners, we'll post a photo. I'm kidding. Yeah. I don't know. It's just so interesting. I know we're really cruising over the fact that Maddie's really having a baby in 2 weeks. I just feel like we're being too chill about it, but literally,
yeah,
she is going to pop. Yeah. She looks so... We went bowling the other day. Her baby walked in. Her belly walked in, and then 5 minutes later, Maddie came in. I was like, oh my God, she already has her bowling ball. So,
yeah, she's ready. She's definitely ready.
It feels so weird to think about Maddie having to be in charge of a human being.
I know, it's kind of scary.
It's super scary. Ugh. Well. What else? I don't really have anything else in the world to talk about.
You know, I think we covered a lot. Oh, I did book our rooms family. Yeah, this is to our family. Let's get excited. I booked our family reunion rooms for next year.
Ooh.
So you all are going. I'm just telling you that now. Maddie's bringing her baby. Mm-hmm. I'm telling her now. Maddie, you're bringing your baby.
Right.
I think it'll be fun. It's been probably, 3 or 4 years since we've been?
Yeah.
So we need to.
I'd say probably.
We need to get there. Everything's good now, so.
Was it not?
Well, no, not that it wasn't.
We hated you before. No, I'm kidding.
No, it wasn't that. But that's why I think, like, that following, the 1 year, that's when I got cancer. Then, I don't know, whatever else was.
I was seeing Taylor Swift a lot.
Yeah. There was just a lot going on over these past years, couple of years, that it hasn't aligned for us to, like, get in there. So I'm really excited that this is just the plan for next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Family reunions are definitely a good time.
Yeah.
It's good to see the people of the world in the country.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun.
Okay.
Can I talk about.
What?
I went to my friend Maggie's. My friend Maggie got married a couple weeks ago, and her and I were basically best friends through our whole childhood and went to college together and all that stuff or whatever. And so obviously now, you know, we're kind of both living our lives separately, but I got to go to her wedding a couple weekends ago, and it was so freaking much fun.
Yeah, you were saying.
I hate that I don't see them as much anymore. I just need to be better about doing that. It was so great to see. I forgot about this. I, like, forgot how much I missed her family, and, like, her brothers were all there, and, like, her mom, Jan, and so we were just, like, talking about the podcast, and we were laughing about it, and then we were joking about how we should get Janny on the podcast, and then Janny was like, I'm just trying to find a man, and I was like, let me get you one, girl. And but we were just like, her brother Matt and I spent a good 40 minutes just standing at the wedding, just straight roasting Janet. Just fire. Jan's just like sitting there, like with her hands on her hips, just like staring at us, just in shock.
But blowing it was just fire out.
Yeah, she just was like, I can't believe that I'm just standing here taking it. And it was just, it like reminded me of how much fun we used to have at their house.
Yeah.
And so it was just a good time. And then I saw some friends from high school. So that was really fun to just like see people that I used to spend a lot of time with and talk to all the time and just catch up with them and laugh. And it was a good time.
Yeah.
So that made me happy.
Yeah. That is always so fun getting together with like all your friends who you haven't seen. It's crazy though, too. Like, I mean, now I still get with my friends 3-4 times a year.
Mm hmm.
Whenever we all can, because we're all in different places, you know. But we meet up, have our slumber party, have our fun, you know, little things and whatever. And we have a good time. That, I think, is really important. I'm glad that we've stayed connected like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, being that, you know, one is in Texas, two are in Illinois, one isn't too far from me. Actually, the other two aren't too far from me at all. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is, you should just always do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's definitely good.
I think we decided when we get older, when we all start to retire, we want to get a little compound. Where we all just live on the same piece of land.
It is kind of crazy that we don't do that.
I know. Have like a big party barn right in the middle.
Mm.
And that's where we all will gather and do whatever.
Hold ceremonies.
I mean, you know. Whatever. But have our little compound with all of us. Just taking care of each other when we're older.
Wiping each other's butts.
I mean,
you guys all go to the party barn and rinse each other off with the hose.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for the catch up.
We are, don't forget, I can't even stand it, getting so close to going to see our girls.
Yeah, Karen and Georgia.
We're coming, girls.
We're very excited about it.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
That'll be here before we know it. I can't wait.
Yes.
All right.
Follow us on Facebook.
Yep. And?
Instagram. Just going for
it.
And our Gmail, just going for it @gmail.com. Make sure you're using the number four. You can buy us a coffee on Buy Me a Coffee. If you look up Buy Me a Coffee, Just Going for It somewhere, it should pop up.
Yep.
It's right. Definitely linked on our Facebook page.
Yes.
And stay tuned for the new, let us know what you think of the new Life of a Showgirl cover when you see it. We'll be excited to hear. And start thinking about what you want us to talk about on season two. We're only about halfway through this season, but if you start helping us to plan for season two a little bit, we would love to get it going.
Yeah, we'd love to bring you on, talk about what you're going for, what you went for.
Yeah.
Good or bad, how it turned out, how we can encourage.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I think that's all.
I think that's it for now.
Hopefully we'll be back soon.
Yes.
The next time we talk to you, we'll probably have a baby here.
Oh, that's right. We probably
will.
It'll
be our first, it'll be a bonus baby episode. And it'll just be the baby making a bunch of babbling noises and me screaming at it to get back at Maddie for screaming at us today.
True.
So
we're just going to teach that little baby girl so much. I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
All right, well, I've been Marissa.
And I've been Sam.
And we've just been going for it.
Yep.
And love you. Bye.